Good afternoon, I'm Jason Parrott and this is Emphasis. This afternoon we'll take a look at the Greater Burlington Partnership and an upcoming change in its leadership. The partnership consists of the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Downtown Partners, and the Economic Development Division. President Dennis Hinkle is stepping down next month. He's been with the organization for more than 12 years, the last seven of which in his current role. Hinkle will be replaced by current Executive Vice President Jason Hutchison, who has been with the partnership about 5 years. First, we'll hear from Dennis Hinkle, who says he gave it a lot of thought before announcing his decision to step down roughly 1 year ago.
I've always admired people who pick the right time to retire and or to move on to other things. And after a lot of thought, discussion with my wife, it seemed like this was a good time for me, a good time for the organization. No specific event that triggered it or anything. I feel like the organization is in a great place. In talking with the leadership of our board, we felt like with Jason, we had a great opportunity to transition. He's going to do a fantastic job of leading the organization forward. So it just seemed like a good time.
What has been your priority during this transition phase? You guys had almost a year here as part of the transition. What have you really tried to stress?
From the very beginning, our desire has been to have a seamless transition. I think it's a testimony to the organization that we are able to transition leadership, and there haven't been any problems, there haven't been any stress points. I think the community, certainly the organization's response and receptivity to Jason has been outstanding. Everybody at the board level, I believe, is very confident that things are going to continue to go very well, and they're very confident in Jason.
How would you describe the position of president of this organization?
I tend to think that leaders, no matter where it is, are primarily responsible for generating vision. In the role here, we have four boards that we work with. So, you know, that's an important part of it is making sure that there are good relationships between the board people and the leadership, and kind of serving in that liaison role between staff and the boards. And I think building and maintaining a good, strong team and we have that here.
How has the organization changed since you've been a part of it?
I guess I think of a couple of things. One, shortly after I started, within the first year, maybe a little more than a year, we added Downtown Partners. And I think that was a great move. All four organizations are engaged in a common vision, if you will. And so I like to talk about one vision, four missions. The vision that's common is that we're working to have a better community, a community that's more vibrant, is healthier from an economic standpoint. You know, it's a good place to live, a good place to operate a business, a good place to visit, just a dynamic community. I think that we are in a better place with regard to understanding that it is one vision. Each organization has its own separate aspect of the community that it's working on, but we understand that it all fits together, and it works best when we all are working together toward that common vision. And I think we've strengthened that during the past few years, and that's a good thing.
From your experience, what does Burlington and the surrounding area need to do to succeed, to grow? What are some things that they can do to really take advantage of future opportunities?
I think there are some really positive things going on as we look to the future. I think we need to understand that there are lots of elements that go into a successful community, and I think that we've made progress in our understanding of that. One of the things I've learned in recent years is that the same things that we do to attract people as visitors to our community are the things that people who live in our community enjoy and benefit from. We need to continually work to make Greater Burlington a more attractive, a more energetic, a more dynamic kind of place, because we need to be attractive as a place for people to come, work, and live. Our population numbers in recent decades have been declining. We need to reverse that. Workforce is going to be a major challenge for the whole region going forward. So we have to make sure that we are a place that can attract young workers, place that they will see as a great place for them to come and begin their careers, and then hopefully, you know, start getting married, having families, raising children. It all fits together. We believe that over the next few years, workforce, being able to attract and retain workers, is going to be the key element in our economic future.
What would be that one key piece of advice that you would give Jason?
Well, that's a great question. I've tried to, not be real prescriptive with him. He's a bright and very talented individual. But I suppose it would be to always step back and look at the big picture and have a vision for both the organization and the community that he's working toward. Certainly in an organization like this, to understand that there's a big group of volunteers that are working with you. You know, you're the paid staff person, but there's a group of committed volunteers that want to see the community grow and flourish, and they are a great asset. They're your biggest asset as you try to do your job. And again, I repeat, Jason is very talented, very bright, very energetic, has great people skills and leadership skills. He's going to do an outstanding job.
That was Dennis Hinkle, who is the outgoing president of the Greater Burlington Partnership. We'll now hear from incoming president Jason Hutchison. Hutchison says having a year to work on the transition has given him plenty of opportunities to ask questions and gain from Hinkle's experience. Hutchison says he'll simply be himself when he takes over for Hinkle.
I hope that folks feel comfortable visiting with me about ideas, concerns, suggestions, and I hope that they look at our organization as one that's willing to take risks, calculated risks, but willing to aggressively pursue things forward. So I don't tend to be someone who carries a club and beats others into submission to forge my way, but hopefully folks will view me more as a leader on consensus building and yet motivating to reach that end goal.
How far does that consensus building reach? It seems like this is a group that really stretches not just at the business, government level, city, county. How far do you guys stretch into trying to build those consensus, build those relationships?
Well, we can't get 100% of the popular opinion to agree with everything that we do. And so part of the balance is having a mission and a vision that has general buy-in. And if you operate within that, you can typically get majority opinion. Again, we're not going to please everyone. And there are times as a merged organization where you have tensions between divisions because chamber members, for instance, might not agree with everything that is done in the downtown area, or the economic development division might not agree with everything that's done in tourism. However, at least today, we all have general buy-in on the big goals. And so we lead down that path.
What goals do you have for the partnership and really for this area?
Absolute number one priority is job growth and investment to the area. We embark on about 90 personal existing business visits to companies within the area. And we always ask them to give feedback on our organization and the work that we do. And job growth, business growth, economic development is really at the top of the list. And we have a unique opportunity in Greater Burlington right now because we have perhaps more economic momentum, positive momentum, than we have had for quite some time. And so the challenge then is, are we going to take full advantage of that? Are we going to continue to propel that momentum forward? Yes, we'll have to take a step backwards every now and then, but are we going to continue propelling this momentum forward? And I think the answer is yes, but that's really priority number one. So we need to be seen as leaders and catalysts in that effort. And then the other thing that I mentioned is organizations such as ours are expected to take take leadership in various community initiatives. And Burlington and West Burlington have undergone some various planning processes recently. One is the visioning campaign that was done about a year ago, and some aggressive goals came out of that. The other is that the city of Burlington is undergoing its comprehensive plan right now, which really is the 20-year planning document for the area. And so our organization's charge is going to be to providing leadership on some of those efforts to see that we get from point A to point B.
You mentioned kind of an economic surge going on in Burlington. You hope to carry that momentum. What has got us to this point? Where is that surge coming from? What factors have led to this?
I think when you look at some of Greater Burlington's history, we were blessed with a lot of heavy industrial manufacturing in the past, and we lost many of those companies and many of those jobs over the last couple of decades. And I'm not sure that was really to the fault of anyone. It's what has happened. Some of our cost structures were perhaps higher than other areas of the country and in the world. What we have seen is that the existing companies that we have now, instead of talking about minimizing layoffs, they're talking about what additional work can we bring to our facilities. The pieces seem to be falling in place for us, and the vast majority of our large employers are looking at growing. That's somewhat unique to us, at least in recent history, and when that happens, you have an entire supplier base and supporting industries that feed off of that, and right now, that's working to our advantage.
In your new position, what initiatives, programs like that would you push to continue this momentum? Are there ideas you have as to, hey, if we did this, we could see even more growth in this specific area or this specific part of town, perhaps? Are there certain programs that you'll push as the leader of the partnership to continue to move forward?
Well, there are several, and we have to remember that we serve an entire area, and really the region depends in part on our success. So I think there are some things we have to do on a number of fronts. First, as we continue to sell land in our business park, and as we continue to see projects that come down the pipeline, we need to ensure that we have the right infrastructure to the right areas to support the types of projects that are going to come here. We have to be realistic about what industries we're likely to serve. And so I think there are some areas where we can improve some of our infrastructure and improve some of our options to become more competitive on those projects that we're likely to see. Another area is housing and development. Because of the employment surge that we've had, rental housing is becoming an issue. We're seeing some shortages in our community. We're going to need to find some solutions to that. One of those solutions is upper story development in our downtown, which accomplishes a number of objectives. But folks who live in upper story units downtown need a place to park, for instance. And so that's a challenge that I think our community is going to have to wrestle with at some point in the future. The other relates to tourism. That's a $100 million plus business in our community. It's got a lot of momentum, and we're very good in the summer months on that. We lack a little bit where we have some capacity yet in the winter and in the colder season. And one of those is building more indoor attractions that will attract folks to our community. And so all of those issues, I think, are things that we can capitalize on. We may not achieve all of them. We may not achieve all of them within a year. We're not likely to achieve all of them in a year, but we have a real opportunity there.
That was the incoming president of the Greater Burlington Partnership, Jason Hutchison. We previously heard from Dennis Hinkle, who will step down as president of the organization next month. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.